Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing fine. And before we can play this week's show, we have to go over last week's challenge.
Which you left us with and was?
Start with the words, time warp again. Rearrange the letters and you can spell the six-letter name of an Asian island and a seven-letter literary device. What are the words?
The nation you are referring to is Taiwan, and the literary device is an epigram.
Well done, sir.
I believe that's the first time I've ever said that word on the radio. All right, Ian, on August 21st, 1888, inventor William Seward Burroughs received U.S. patent number 381166A for the first successful calculating machine in the United States. Mechanical calculating devices had been around since the late 1600s, but Burroughs's machine was one of the first widely used for commercial applications. By the way, if Burroughs's name sounds familiar, it's because his grandson is author William S. Burroughs. So it's taken us 208 episodes, but we finally got a math show. In honor of Burroughs' patent, we're going to do a little calculating of our own. I'll give you an equation made up of two words or phrases and a math operation of some sort. Your job is to figure out the answer by thinking of a number commonly associated with each word or phrase and then doing the math. For example, if I said Dalmatians plus trombones, you'd say 177 for 101 Dalmatians plus 76 trombones.
This is it, our last show.
And that's exactly the face that I thought you would make after I explained this. Angry men divided by stooges.
That's four.
Yes, that is correct. 12 angry men divided by three stooges equals four. Fahrenheit plus slaughterhouse.
456.
Very good. Fahrenheit 451 plus Slaughterhouse 5 equals the most depressing book ever written.
And that's pretty much the ninth grade English syllabus.
That's right. Dwarves times fantastic.
28?
He says maybe, possibly. Yes, 28 is correct. 28 from seven dwarves multiplied by fantastic four. Candles minus turtle doves.
Is it two turtle doves?
It is two turtle doves, okay.
So 14?
Yes, correct. 16 candles minus the aforementioned two turtle doves equals 14.
See, if you get me in this holiday spirit, I'm pretty much stuck on nine candles.
And finally, bottles of beer plus studio.
153?
Very good. 99 bottles of beer plus studio 54.
That was like nothing we've ever done on this show.
Well, Ian went 64 divided by 4 minus 11 for 5 this week. Make sure your name is on your paper and send it to quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can recalculate your browser to visit wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, which I cannot wait to see, or this challenge.
Start with the word calculation. That's C-A-L-C-U-L-A-T-I-O-N. Change one letter to an R, and you can spell a two-word phrase, seven letters, four letters, that names something you might see at the end of a performance. What is it?
Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of what else? Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a devious crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets.
Wah-ah-ah-ah.
Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll do the math this time next week.
Class dismissed.